Highland Middle School. We are back for the fifth season of the HMS Podcast. The HMS Podcast began during March of 2020 at the start of the COVID pandemic school shutdown as a way for students and staff to stay connected. And our conversations have continued since then. We can't wait to hear more this year from our awesome students and staff. Throughout the 23-24 school year, we will host several episodes each month. Each episode will feature a Highland Middle School student, staff member, and all things Highland Scots related. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for an episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley. And now, the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. We're back with my special guest for today's episode of the HMS Podcast, sixth grader, Kaysen Yeagley. Welcome, Kaysen.
Hi.
So we'll get right to it. Kaysen, tell us all about yourself.
So, as you heard him say, I am in sixth grade, and right now I am actually in Miss Mowry's language arts class, and we're learning how to do theme sentences and everything. And we actually had a surprise math test today in Mr. Williams.
How'd it go?
Pretty good.
Now, surprise because, like, you weren't prepared, or surprise you didn't even know about it?
Like, we barely even knew about it. Like, right before we left yesterday, we found out we were having a test today.
Surprise!
So, yeah.
How'd it go?
Pretty good, I think.
You think you knew it?
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys learning about in math right now?
We're, like, learning how, like, to, like, on the number line, like, how to find out the right stuff, like, doing a little bit of algebra.
I want to get back to math in a second. Tell me about, like, outside of school, like, mom, dad, grandparents, who do you live with? You got pets or animals or anything like that?
Okay, so I live with my mom and dad. And my dog, her name is Daisy. She is about 3 years old. And my cat, his name is Kerr. And he is, like, about seven.
Okay. So what kind of dog?
She's a golden doodle.
Okay. So Miss Thompson and Miss Mowry, if you didn't know this, both love their dogs, like, love them. And if anyone is listening and has not been in Miss Mowry's class, she even has a bulletin board. Dedicated to her dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you love your dog as much as Miss Mowry loves her dog?
Probably.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have, Kaysen, like a special voice that you talk to your dog in?
Yeah, I kind of do.
I won't make you use it.
Mm-hmm.
What are your hobbies? What are you interested in outside of school?
Well, next year I'm planning on doing robotics, but normally I do baseball and basketball.
How about anything in the fall? Any fall sports?
Sometimes I play fall baseball at Ashley, but other than that, that's really all I do in the fall.
Okay. So have you thought about in seventh grade joining, you know, football or cross country or golf or anything like that?
I've thought about maybe joining the cross country or golf team, but I'm not really sure about it.
You got some time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So obviously, we're recording this on September 22nd. It's the end of our third week of school. You came across the parking lot from the elementary school. What has been maybe the biggest surprise since you've started middle school?
You know what? Probably the lunch. I mean, it's just unbelievably better than the elementary.
What makes it so good here? I mean, because I agree. Like, our lunches are awesome, and our kitchen staff is awesome. What makes the middle school lunch so good?
You just get, like, more food and everything. It just tastes way better. Yeah.
What do you think about 10:18 in the morning eating lunch? Are you okay with that?
I mean, now with how early we get to school, I kind of am. It feels kind of weird being in math class at 12 and not going to lunch.
Yeah, and you've already had lunch.
Yeah.
But because we get to school so early, you're probably hungry by then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so if anybody were to come visit the middle school and it was 10:18 in the morning, they may see some kids eating burger and fries.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
How's your locker going?
Pretty good, actually. Been able to get in it first try most of the time.
Were you nervous about that?
Not really.
No. So we had, you know, the sixth grade open house, and then we had the actual open house, and we had you guys come over last spring. Was that helpful?
Yeah, I think that was pretty helpful.
So one of the things at the middle school that kids also get to do is pick their morning encore, right?
Yeah.
What? Tell me about your morning encore classes.
So what I originally had, I had 3-day just games. It's not only games. You do some games, and sometimes you do, like, vocabulary, but most of the time you're doing games, and 2-day robotics. But I just recently switched to 2-day fitness and 3-day robotics.
Oh, okay. So we said no more games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is something that we allow kids to do at the middle school, too. It's like if you try something out after a week or so and you don't like it, we let you switch. So what is the current project in robotics? I know, or I think, you had some type of ramp project this week. Tell us
about
it.
So what you had to do, you had to build like a car type thing. Like you had to put bearings and like lock collars and spacers on it. If you do robotics in sixth grade, you'll know what I'm talking about. But yeah,
how'd your team do?
My team, we did pretty good actually. We got maybe I think it was 40 feet. The highest someone got was like 90 feet, which this was like from 3 years ago. But
that's way down there.
Mm-hmm,
on that hall,
yeah.
Too. Yeah. So you mentioned that next year you would like to join the robotics team. What interests you about robotics?
What I think would be cool is like like being able to build the robots and like getting on the bus and going to Texas for the tournament. So
you got to be really good to qualify for the world championships.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So you had mentioned math earlier, and you had a surprise quiz in Mr. Williams' class. I know in Mr. Williams' class, he's been doing things kind of in a different way this year in
mm-hmm.
math. And every student is up and standing, and we
mm-hmm.
got whiteboards all over the classroom. Tell
mm-hmm.
our listeners about how Mr. Williams has his math class set up.
So instead of like how most math classes are, you sit down and do a bunch of worksheets all day. Well, if you have Mr. Williams and you're like up moving around, like using Expo markers at the whiteboard, he's like giving you problems and you have to answer them. And him or Miss Byler will come over and help you if you need help. And it's just way better than being stuck sitting at the desk for 90 minutes.
Do you feel like you are talking about math more in his class set up like that?
Yeah, I think we are.
Because you're not at the whiteboard by yourself, correct?
No, you have a group of three people, and you draw these math cards to go up to the right board.
Yeah, because you're not in the same group every day,
no,
right?
No, you are not.
Completely random.
Yeah, completely random.
And no idea who's going to be in it from day to day today.
Yeah.
And then, and correct me if I'm wrong, like how many markers does each group have?
Each group has one marker. So one person is writing, one person is erasing, and one person is like they have to all be with their group, and everyone's doing something. Just because you're writing, that doesn't mean that you aren't doing any work. You still are working.
Yeah, everybody's a part of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like you're learning more math or talking about more math this year than ever before.
Yeah, because normally when we're stuck at our desk all day, we are just sitting there and we can't talk at all. And we can't do like partner work or anything.
So it's kind of the best of all worlds, right? You're getting to stand up and move around.
Yeah.
You get to talk and you're still doing math and learning.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, we're recording this at the end of our third week. And let's say that a fifth grader at the elementary school was listening. and they're thinking about coming to the middle school next year, and they're really, really nervous. What advice would you give, or how would you maybe ease their mind about coming over here next year?
Well, I would say, first off, there's no reason to be nervous. Like, if you or your parents have, like, a padlock thing, practice on that for your locker. I did that for, like, 5 days, and when I got here, I just opened it up, barely even happened to look. I would probably say the stuff, like math, language arts, and everything, you make sure you pay attention, because the teachers don't always like to re-explain what they already said.
Mm-hmm. So I love that advice about practicing on a padlock at home, mm-hmm. because you're right. I think a lot of people are nervous about that dang locker.
Uh-huh.
And once you get the hang of it, mm-hmm. then it's easy.
Yeah.
So we're 3 weeks in. I'm really excited about having you here, Kaysen. I'm glad you're the first volunteer for the podcast this year.
Wow.
So if anybody else is listening, have them tell your friends. Like, email Mr. Bradley, because we'll have you on the podcast. Any final thoughts? All right, last thing. You're wearing an Ohio State sweatshirt. I want your prediction for Ohio State Notre Dame on Saturday night.
I feel like Ohio State, we're going to win. We got
big
win.
Or close?
Big,
give
probably.
Me a score.
Maybe like 30 maybe to 10, 15.
30 to 10 Buckeyes. I love it. Kaysen Yeagley, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS Podcast. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for a future episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley, in the HMS office. I would love to have you join us. Until next time, be sure to make honorable, mindful, and self-aware choices. Go Scots!